so what we're doing now is now that remember there are two issues in our Mishnah. One discussed the ramifications of the Isser Basar Chalav regarding different types of meat, and then the other one is about Nedarim regarding different types of meat. So we dealt with the Machlokas regarding Nedarim, but another Machlokas is regarding Isser Basar Chalav. Right? Does that apply to Basar Techaya though? Right, remember our Mishnah says Basar and Chaya and Oph, it applies, it seems like. Which it says is not like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so what's this Rabbi Akiva? What's this talking about? So Rashi referenced us to Kufi Gimel, Mishnah and Kufi Gimel. So that's what we're going to do. Okay, and it turns out there's a three machlokas regarding the extent, the types of meat which are included in this or Basar Chalav. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. So it's Mishnah Kufi Gimel. Amar Alf, second Mishnah at the bottom. So we're specifically going to do the part, and we'll do the mission, but our focus is on the part about which types of meat. In the Chaya, behema. So it says like this, Basar behema tahora, Bechala behema tahora, Basar. Vasha basar. So if you have Basar behema tahora and Chala behema tahora, which are both mutter, right, and achila, because it's tahor, it's kosher, so then the Isser Basar Chala exists in full force. If this are not a vishos run. So then, Rashi says, so I think that has to do with Issachal Esser. That the Issa Basar Chalav is going to be chal because they're already also to eat anyways. Cool. But the Issa Chila you have anyways because it's also because it's tomato. So why it is, again, that's a separate issue. The Gemara gets into it, but we're not going to do that now. The Gemara brings in Issa Chal Lesser, but David's mentioning maybe it's also because the whole idea is only on two otherwise mutter substances. That's what we discussed way back when, but we defer that. That's the Gemara discussed it, so let's not pass judgment on that.
Okay.
So, but that's what I'm saying. It's fine. So that's not what we're. So it's. But it doesn't. So far, it doesn't really say what is this a chaya oath. Also, it's not really talking about it. It's not clear, right? But Tosus tells us. Okay, well, let's hold off on this. But Tosus will fill in that this shita holds oath is also officer. Oath and chaya oath also
matter. Where does it see that from the shita?
So well, let's see the Tosus. Let's see that further. Okay, for a further mission. Okay, because he's going to refer to it based upon a deduction. So let's see the rest. So that's Tanakh. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Chayev, Ol, Pena Menat Torah, Shem Ol Sashik Liv Echlev Yimam, Kibon Palmin, Pratla Chayev, Ol, Kibayim Atameh. So, seemingly, I think this is the point, Rabbi Akiva is responding, it sounds like. I mean, all of a sudden, Rabbi Akiva, well, what's he doing here? I mean, the Mishnah is talking about Pena Menat Torah, but all that stuff. Well, all of a sudden, Rabbi Akiva comes and says, No, Chayev, Ol, Pena Menat Torah. I think that's the deduction, is that Tanakama held, the only exception was Tameh. But didn't make an exception, Chayev, Ol. So the implication is a chayin of orim and a torah according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Akiva is coming and saying, no, chayin of also are not min a torah because it says, let's rush the chayin three times. Right? So there's why did I say three times? So it's a miyat, three miyutim. That they're being memayit, right? Only b'chayin b'mo. It's memayit chaya, excluding of and excluding memayit maya. So therefore, of and chaya, are only Yasser, Minadar Abanan, they're not also Minadar, they're not included, this is Minadar. So that shit's Rabbi Akiva. Yasser Glili Omer, a third shit. A split. Nehmer lo sochel kol nevelo. It says you can't eat a nevelo. Nehmer lo sochel duch levi ma'o. And I think Rashi says the same possible.
Yes, right?
The same possible.
Yeah.
So as so what's the comparison between nevelo and basa b'chala? I'm going to do with one another. And it says, no, it's teaching us. It's a hack. As also mishum nevelo, so b'asher b'chalav. That which is also mishum nevelo is also b'asher b'chalav. Of she'asa mishum nevelo, right? So according to that logic, of also, right? Because of is nevelo, chay is nevelo, right? Fish are not nevelo. Fish is not nevelo by fish or by grasshoppers. So there's no shchitva. So that's why they're excluded. But I would say that of therefore will be included because that thing there is nevelo by an of. This is, I think it is. Yachal yei also lavash b'chalav. Amen b'omar b'chalav imo. No, so even though you would have thought that they're all asim on Torah, but b'chalav imo is a miyat. What does it mean b'chalav imo? Yatsa of she'ein lo chalavim. It's excluding. What does it mean the milk of its mother? Because it doesn't only mean a goat with the milk of its mother. doesn't literally only mean a goat. So what does it say, b'chayim with the milk of its mother? So it means, no, it means that which, a type of meat which has milk of its mother. So what's that? It means like a behem or a chayim. But chickens don't have milk. Chickens don't have milk, so therefore they're not included. Now logically, the difference between Rabbi Akiva and nursing lady is according to Rabbi Akiva, chaya and no for both midrabana. Only behemoth menata. According to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Segalili, behemo and chaya are both menatora because they're nevela and they both have milk of their mother. But oaf is the only thing which is midrabanan because the only which is in
menatora.
So therefore the oaf is mother. But so the difference is chaya, not menatora. So menatora is chaya also, right? And then you have the third sheet though, which we'll see, the Tanakama holds their all aser minator. All aser, even oaf. So let's see Tosus. So Tosus fills the same.
Where do you see it?
Chaya and behemos and chaya mehema. It's a domesticated one. Okay. Behemos is domesticated animal, chaya is a wild animal. But they're both kosher. They're types of, you know, the same simana. Behema and chaya is the same. So one's domesticated, one's not. Okay. Huh? So Rashi says, Prad la'ov b'chayah b'hema t'meyot. So right, he says, Gedi three times. Gedi prad la'ov, she'en b'hema. Right, Gedi is exclusion to ov, because ov's not b'hema. Gedi prad la'chayah, she'en b'hema. The alphabet of the chayah b'chal b'hema, even though in a certain sense, it's b'hema and chayah are grouped together, also k'ray seiru mafkiya gedi, v'lo also go mafkiya. But the pasuk excludes it. And then gedi v'lo b'hema t'meyot, but a behemoth Torah which is in the Gedik on par of Rabbah, which Rabbah according to the Rice like the Gemara. So it shows, the Gemara shows that sometimes the word Gedi doesn't only refer to goats per se, but it refers to that class of animals, namely both behemoth Torahs.
Even according to Rabbah.
Let's actually never also call the veil of a Namar, but also pass the gods of the Gedik of the Mash, but Kol Shin, no way, go, it's in the Rayleigh, Yeshua, Misham, 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 Misham. Okay? So therefore, that's the Hekesh, they're the same, they're equated. Okay, fine. So let's see Tosus. Okay, we're just collecting facts now. At this point, we're just going to get all the facts. Okay, then we'll ask the analyze. Okay, but for now, we just got to get everything down. So Tosus is Basar Yom Tovar V'chol Yom Tomorrow. Who I did, is it on Tanakama? Who I did Basar Of L'Rabban and Da'asim in HaTorah? Okay, even though they're not talking at all about Of and Chaya, but he's saying Tanakama happens to hold that Of and Chaya are both Min HaTorah. Okay, why? The Dafkar B'kivu Udam R'chay Of Eidim Min HaTorah. And it's not in the door, so come on, I shall ask him to because it's only Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who all of a sudden comes along. Tanakam, all he said is that what's excluded from Basar B'chalav? Behemoth Meyah, that's all he said. Then Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, ah, Chaya and Of are excluded from the Torah. They're not in the Torah. So the implication is that he's getting a new idea here, which didn't exist before him. So originally Tanakama didn't know that, and this is Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush. So then Tosus says, so how does the Tanakama, Tosus is filling in for you, you have to know how to make the commas here, but how does the Tanakama learn out that they're included, that Chaya and Of are included? So he's deducing that he agrees with Yosef Lili's Hekesh from Nevela. That that which is also in Nevela is also in Basar B'chalav. So namely Chaya and Of are also also in Basar B'chalav. And apparently he doesn't learn by Rabbi Yosef Lili's Miyat of Bachalev Imo. For whatever reason. Rabbi Akiva basically had two parts there. First part was a rejection of Rabbi Akiva. Basically, so there's a hekesh of Nevela and Basar B'chalav. That which is included in Nevela is included in Basar B'chalav, which means Chaya, Of, Behema, all that. Then Rabbi Yosef clearly said one caveat is that Bachalev Imo excludes Of. Okay? So therefore, you're left with Behema and Chaya. So it's saying the Tanakama simply drops that last part, that last caveat. It basically just holds the Nevela and also Chalav are equal. So it's Behema Chayanov. He doesn't have that meat of Bechalev Yimah. What does he do with it? I don't know. Whatever he does with it. But he doesn't learn that Lima. So the Tanakama is the starting point. The Tanakama basically just learns everything because of the Hekesh. And that's, in a sense, Tanakama is the simplest. The starting point, it would seem, and it would seem even Rabbi Kiva's starting point is that. Because Rabbi Kiva needs exclusions to tell you not Of, not Chaya. Right? What do you mean exclusions? Well, it seems like without any exclusions at all, the starting point is Hema, Chaya, and Of. Why? Because Nevela. Nevela tells you there's a Hekesh, that tells you it's all them. And it seems everyone would hold that. The only thing is, Rabbi Yosef Lili has one Miyot, which is the Miyot of a Chalev Yimah, which excludes Of, because it doesn't have any milk. And Rabbi Akiva has different yutim. He has gedi gedi gedi, which exclude behema chayo. Got different meals, and therefore he's just left with behema. So I mean, that's, all right? That's a very simplified version of the fact. What's trickier is it's like it's hard to give svaras because like it's a lot of limudim, you know. So it's hard to find where what are you allowed to say here? You know, I mean, it's just look, you have this limud, you have that limud, all different limuds. So that's it. We're stuck. There's nothing else to say, you know. So I mean, that's just a little bit difficult about the area, you know what I mean? But you don't want to say nothing. I mean, it doesn't seem like maybe we could say something. So do we have any questions? Any questions? This is tricky in reading in Tosas. I think when Tosas says enough galon midosh and unveil a thing, I don't think it's a continuation of Rabbi Akiva.
I see.
That he just brought Rabbi Akiva to show that the Rabbanan are different than Rabbi Akiva. But then he's, now that he established the position of the Rabbanan, now he's saying, where did the Rabbanan learn it out from that it's everything? That's not galon from the unveil a thing. I don't think you could say that anyone holds, like Rabbi Akiva is saying, the Torah can't possibly include Chayin Ruf. It's impossible. No, it's because of Limudim. I don't think you could say it in full sight. How does he know that? Whether his idea of Basar Chalav can't possibly include his idea of Basar Chalav. There are Limudim. I don't think you can move here without Limudim. And that's the point. That's the problem. So what do we define here? So, I mean, just a bunch of Limudim. Everyone's a different Limudim. So, it's like, what do we know? We don't know the science of the middle. We don't define whether you pick a Riboy Mir or a Hakish or a Hey. So where do we go? So what do we do? So arguing here about this, or we don't know this or Basar, not just a matter of Bishl. Everyone agrees that the Achila is also across the board by everything in the Torah, just a question of Bishl. No. Question is real. What is Basar Chalav? Could a person eat? The Minotaur, could a person eat chicken in a chicken burger?
Yeah, why is it initially?
I'm not saying that. See, what we have to do here is not to figure out why they all did shit today. They all did this because we can't get into limud, But what to do is to define the ideas here. I mean, what are the concepts in the Isra Basar Chalav according to this guy that's different shitas, right? I mean, we don't know why they're saying it in limud, but what do limud teach us? They must be teaching us ideas about how to understand Basar Chalav. So, in specific, I think the best starting point is, like Max said, is the point about Nevela. Is that the starting point for everybody seems to be that you have this hackage between Basar Chalav and Nevela, which is the Torah writes them together in the same pasuk, and the limud is that which is included in the Isra Nevela is included in the Isra Basar Chalav. So the Torah is explicit about what's in Nevela, it's not explicit about Basar Chalav, but through that hackage, the pasuk is teaching us that they're equivalent. Now, is there any concept behind that equivalence? Is there some way to understand it, or just totally arbitrary? That it happens to be the Torah thinks they happen to line up. I mean, it would seem conceptually it should be that there's some idea in the relationship between Nevela and Basar Chalav, not just an arbitrary Agash. So the question is, could we gain some insight into the what is this of Basar Chalav, which will link it up somehow with Nevela? Or what's the other, or otherwise it's just a limud. I mean, it seems to be a limud should be teaching us some idea about the thing. So we're not going to figure out why he's making that limud and what's the science of the limud, but what's the idea which results from that limud? Now we can explain it. So that's what that answer. Sorry. Nevela is basically meat which is in Eshli. And meat which you kill, you shoot an animal, whatever, and it dies. It's we do a pasul shchita. Is Nevela. Like your average hamburger, which is made out of beef, and you go to McDonald's and buy a hamburger.
Nevela.
No, that's Nevela, because they killed it. It wasn't a mortal wound, it wasn't a sickly animal. I'm sure if it was like a sickly animal, it was a mortal wound before it died. But Nevela, it's a normal thing, except what's the problem? They didn't do shlita to it. How'd they kill it? They killed it through.
Or they used the wrong animal.
I don't know what they did.
Yeah,
but they were gone. However they killed them in slaughterhouse. They didn't do the accurate process of shlita. So what do they use? I don't know whatever they use. They use some sort of machine now. But they don't use the process of shchita. Not only that, if you do shchita and you slip on the knife, you do one of the psulim, the many psulei shchita, you press down on the knife when you should really just let it slide and cut. So then that's a psulim shchita. So any psul shchita is nevela. Basically an animal which has not been shot. That's what nevela is. Yeah, but the question is, what shaitas does Nevela have to do with Basar Chalav? I mean, on the surface.
Especially, good.
I agree. The next question, which we're not up to yet, but the next thing to define would to be is, obviously, literally, that's his starting point, but then he says is that there's another miyad, which says, so what does it mean? It's a miyad of that which doesn't have chalavim. So since chickens don't have chalavim, therefore they're not included. The question is, what's that concept? I mean, is it basar? Does it lack in basar in any way because of because it doesn't have milk? And what's the concept in limiting the isser of basar v'chalav to those animals which have chalav ein? Is there a concept there, or is it just that's something? I mean, again, presumably a limud isn't just a matter of Tim saying, yeah, a limud doesn't teach you anything. I mean, there has to be a concept which the Torah is teaching us. I mean, Torah is chachma. So is it just an arbitrary thing that the Torah said, you know what, let's only do that with chalav ein? Or is there some idea which is bringing out? I mean, it seems to be there's an idea, so we have to define what's that idea. What could we understand about the isser basar v'chalav, given that it's restricted to animals which happen to have chalav ein? Okay, and that's the next thing to define. Again, not to know how we can't figure out why he's he learns out the lima. That's whatever. It's extra, so it's me. But the question is, what's the idea which is teaching us? And similarly for Rakiva, of these the Gedias excluding this, Gedias excluding that, what's those that? And that's what we have to do. We have to define. Can't define why they chose this limit and that limit. I don't know. There are a lot of things. Maybe he used the limit for a different reason, for this, for that, and a lot of different factors involved in which limit you're going to learn. But either way, you have to end up with a certain conception of this or basar v'chalav. So, and maybe the reason why they come up with that idea is because of other things. But of course, so what's at the end of the day? How do they understand the name of the mitzvah? This or basar v'chalav? Okay, so that's what we have to define here. Right? Different focus. So the focus of defining the essay. And I think once we have that, it'll be very satisfying. I don't think we're going to be bothered by the other types of problems.
There's
no so just to make clear, is what the Tanakam, the limud of Nevela is what's it excluding? It's basically teaching the halacha of the Mishnah. So dagim and chagavim are meat. Why do you call them meat? They're flesh of living things. That was the in fact, a shliach, if you ask a shliach to get you meat, he may bring you back fish. I'll ask you, do you want fish? So meat, fish is a kind of meat. So why is it not included in this basar v'chalav? Because there's no nevela by fish. There's no nevela by chagav. Nevela and by fish and chagav, and there's no halach of shlita. And there's no basar of nevela. So the Torah is saying is that when does basar v'chalav apply? Only by those animals which have an basar of nevela. But by those animals which don't have an basar of nevela, there's also no basar of v'chalav. So that's the question. What's the concept? So just want to explain. So I think David's saying is good. Okay? And I like it better than he does. the thing is like this, is that you see apparently what the Torah did is that there are certain foods which are mutter. Okay? Certain foods are also, certain foods are mutter. Let's say meats. Certain meats are also, certain meats are also. Right? Chazer is also. Cow is mutter. Right? Okay. There are many meats are also, many meats are mutter. Now what the Torah did is that within mutter meats, the Torah did, by some mutter meats, the Torah set up restrictions upon their edibility. Okay, that in the way in which you prepare them, and the way in which you make them edible, there are their limitations. Even though they're mutter to eat, not so fast. Only if you prepare it in a certain type of a way. Okay, and the first preparation, namely, is killing it. Right? And then preparing your food basically has two steps. The killing it, and then the cooking it. Right? If you kill it, you make it into raw meat. And you cook it, and then it's edible. Okay? So in the killing, the first thing is that's what halacha nevela. The halacha nevela is, yes, these food meats are all mutter to you. But they have to be prepared, they have to be killed in a certain way. They're only mutter to you if they're prepared in a very specific way. That's the halacha nevela. Now, on which meats did the Torah say that by? By behema, by chayam, by oath. Why? I don't know why. But that's the Torah there. Apparently the Torah, when it came to dagim and chagavim, Torah had no problem with you just eating dagim and chagavim. Torah didn't put any restrictions on the way in which you prepare the chagavim, they're intrinsically mutter. But when it came to the behema chayanos, the Torah said, yes, they're mutter, but only if they're prepared under certain conditions. Now, basar v'chalav is a similar kind of an esser, which is saying that by basar, which is mutter, it's only mutter if it's prepared in certain conditions. But it's a little different than shchita, because shchita is giving a specific method of preparation. Basar v'chalav is, on the contrary, it's asering a certain method of preparation. Namely, if it's cooked with chalav. Okay, but that's the same idea, just two different ways of doing it. Shchita is demanding a positive thing, and then basar v'chalav it's negating a certain method of preparation. But essentially, it's saying is that it's a restricted preparation method. That's all about basar v'chalav. that basar is mutter to be eaten if in a certain type of a preparation method, namely a non-basar challah preparation. Now with milk, you prepare it however you want. Now with milk, that's how the cooking takes place. Right? So you have here, you have the Torah in this one pasuk, basically told you two limitations upon the preparation of mutter meats. One limitation is the limitation of how you kill it, step one, and then the limitation of how you cook it, step two, basar challah. In one pasuk. So the hekesh is that it's not accidental that the Torah put them in the same pasuk. Rather, it's trying to teach you by which animals do these apply. So by Nevela, we know which animals they apply. The Torah told us which animals they apply. There's really Mutter. But by basar, it's putting them together to show you that by basar v'chalav, it's the same as by Nevela. They're two parts of one whole. Okay, two parts of one whole. Is that by certain animals, the Torah is saying that you have there's a limited preparation method in their killing it and in their cooking it. Okay, so which animal, which foods is it going to apply to? Which meat is it going to apply to? Basar v'chalav? Whichever ones the Torah already restricted you in step one. Step two is restricted when step one is restricted. That's what the Torah is doing by making the hekesh. She's telling you that they're not unrelated to the surah. They're not just unrelated and happen to be related, similar because they're both preparation. No. So there are two parts of a Torah system of regulating your preparation processes of mutter meats. So it's only they can apply to equal entities. So since by fish, for whatever reason, the Torah didn't see fit to restrict your method of preparation with regard to killing it, so therefore it also didn't do it with regard to cooking it. Again, but that's not to know why the Torah did it is the philosophical question. That's why is it that by fish the Torah didn't restrict the reality? But that's the fact, when available. That's the fact. So now all the hekesh is teaching you is that these are two parts of one whole, and therefore that which the Nevela applies to, the basar v'chalav applies to.
You can break basically meat into three categories. There are those meats which are 100% asar, chazer, and those meats which are 100% mutter, which is like a dagam hafagazim, and then there are those meats which are mutter under certain conditions of preparation, certain specific preparation methods, namely two of them. Two restrictions. The preparation has two parts, namely the shlita and veshel. So there's a restriction in how you do how you shlita, how you kill it, and a restriction in how you cook it. And those apply all to the same animals. There's a certain class of animals, which is the Torah's desire that you would eat, you could eat them, but only under certain conditions. Okay, under certain types of certain types of ways of preparing them. Certain things of the Torah's will that you just eat it blindly. You can eat it whatever you want. Fish, I don't care how you eat it. Ram says you can eat it raw. You can eat it alive. You can eat it in the water. Whatever it is, it doesn't make any difference. Okay, but that's and there's certain the Torah wants you to eat. Not at all. Why these categories and why particular animals? And that's philosophy. We can't. That's not halacha. That's the pasuk told us.
Also,
we have to still have to do our next step. We have to do is to explain. So that's good. That's Tanakh. Now, Rabbi Yossi Glili, though, is bothered because he's not bothered, but he has a miyat. He says that's all very nice, and he holds by that. But he holds the Torah then came in and excluded one thing. It's not a total equation. It's almost an equation, but b'chalev imo, there's something specific about basar v'chalav, which is b'chalev imo, which excludes that which doesn't have chalav in. Symmetry here. What's the concept behind limiting basar v'chalav to that which is chalav ima? And it would be nice if you could somehow explain, like, what is the Tanakh? Not exactly what is the Tanakh. Does the Tanakh totally reject that? Or does he some? I mean, the pasuk does say b'chalav ima. I mean, it'd be nice if you could give somewhat of an explanation. I mean, I think that is interesting. I mean, I think that might be a clue, or at least something interesting to consider, is that Torah does say, let's say b'chalav ima. I mean, not just arbitrary, I mean, Torah says that. So there is, he's not just making it up out of nowhere. Pasuk says, just say, Lusvash Allah Subhachalav. It should have just said that simple. Lusvash Allah Subhachalav. What is it? Chalav Imo, and that's where he's getting it from. What do you have to tell me that? We know Bechalav. We know what Chalav is. We don't know Chalav Imo. So halachically, he's making a lima here somehow. And no, it's only Chalav that which has Chalav Imo. You know? But notice, it doesn't, it is interesting. It's not specifically the milk of its mother. That's not true. It doesn't mean only the milk of its mamish, it's you know, a biological mother. It means that which has, and it's not only that, it's not only to have, let's say it's a goat. You can't have a goat with cow's milk either. It's not only with its men even. You know what I mean? It just, that which happens to have Chalav Imo is included in the Esrei. You know?
Right.
That's interesting. It's a min which it's picking. It's not saying the type of Achila is to eat it with its mother's milk. It does, it's not sure. It's not doing that. And so that we have to explain. And then, after we do that, it would be nice to explain to Rabbi Akiva. I mean, Rabbi Akiva is harder. Because he doesn't really... It's Gedev.
Give up on
it. Yeah, Gedev three times. So what's that, you know? That would be... I mean, see, is he, like, the question is he in a totally different approach from Rabbi Sigleili, or is he in the same ballpark? Like, where does he fit in, you know? That would be nice to explain.